rifle that morning was the chief's way of testing me to see if I had the right stuff. We were on the roof of an old run-down building at the edge of a town the Marines were going to pass through. The wind kicked dirt and papers across the battered road below us. The place smelled like a sewer. The stench of Iraq was one thing I'd never get used to. "Marines are coming," said my chief as the building began to shake. "Keep watching." I looked through the scope. The only people who were moving were the woman and maybe a child or two nearby. I watched our troops pull up. 10 young, proud Marines in uniform got out of their vehicles and gathered for a foot patrol. As the Americans organized, the woman took something from beneath her clothes and yanked at it. She'd set a grenade. I didn't realize it at first. "Looks yellow," I told the chief, describing what I saw as he watched himself. "It's yellow. The body..." "She's got a grenade," said the chief. "That's a Chinese grenade."
"Shit.
Take a shot."
"But..."
"Shoot. Get the grenade. The Marines." I hesitated. Someone was trying to get the Marines on the radio, but we couldn't reach them. They were coming down the street, headed toward the woman.
"Shoot," said the chief.
I pushed my finger against the trigger. The bullet leapt out. I shot. The grenade dropped. I fired again as the grenade blew up. It was the first time I'd killed anyone while I was on the sniper rifle, and the first time in Iraq, and the only time I killed anyone other than a male combatant. It was my duty to shoot, and I don't regret it. The woman was already dead. I was just making sure she didn't take any Marines with her. It was clear that not only did she want to kill them, but she didn't care about anybody else nearby who would have been blown up by the grenade or killed in the firefight. Children on the street, people in the houses, maybe her child. She was too blinded by evil to consider them. She just wanted Americans dead, no matter what. My shots saved several Americans, whose lives were clearly worth more than that woman's twisted soul. I can stand before God with a clear conscience about doing my job, but I truly, deeply hated the evil that woman possessed. I hate it to this day. Savage, despicable evil. That's what we were fighting in Iraq. That's why a lot of people, myself included, called the enemy savages. There really was no other way to describe what we encountered there. People ask me all the time, "How many people have you killed?" My standard response is, "Does the answer make me less or more of a man?" The number is not important to me. I only wish I had killed more. Not for bragging rights, but because I believe the world is a better place without savages out there taking American lives. Everyone I shot in Iraq was trying to harm Americans or Iraqis loyal to the new government. I had a job to do as a SEAL. I killed the enemy, an enemy I saw day in and day out plotting to kill my fellow Americans. I'm haunted by the enemy's successes. They were few, but even a single American life is one too many lost. I don't worry about what other people think of me. It's one of the things I most admired about my dad growing up. He didn't give a hoot what others thought. He was who he was. It's one of the qualities that has kept me most sane. As this book goes to print, I'm still a bit uncomfortable with the idea of publishing my life story. First of all, I've always thought that if you want to know what life as a SEAL is like, you should go get your own trident, earn our medal, the symbol of who we are. Go through our training, make the sacrifices, physical and mental. That's the only way you'll know. Second of all, and more importantly, who cares about my life? I'm no different than anyone else. I happen to have been in some pretty badass situations. People have told me it's interesting. I don't see it. Other people are talking about writing books about my life or about some of the things I've done. I find it strange. But I also feel it's my life and my story, and I guess I better be the one to get it on paper the way it actually happened. Also, there are a lot of people who deserve credit, and if I don't write the story, they may be...